Hey, what is going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all, now we have arrived to the Tory Lanez video. No, I'm kind of, you know, I'm a little overdue with this video. A lot of people have asked me to do this video over time, just since all of this stuff happened with the whole Tory and Meg Thee Stallion situation, right? So we're finally here. You know, I dug up all the clips that, you know, tie into the situation. I pretty much dug up mostly everything that y'all want to see. But y'all already know how we do on this channel. We're going to put it all together. And we're going to get down to the bottom of what we really think happened. And how it might have been, you know, very unfair toward Tory Lanez's side. Basically, him being sentenced for something that a lot of people think he did not do at all. And we remember that he did get sentenced to 10 years in jail. Now, I don't think he may actually serve that entire 10. He got a pretty big number for something where other people have. We've seen a lot worse and a lot less time, you know, just to kind of put that in the most simplest way that I can, right? You know, I'm going to give my honest opinion throughout the video because I got a good amount of clips where I'm just going to be coming in and out and explaining what I think is actually going on with the entire situation. Now, regardless of the verdict of him actually getting 10 years, it's a much deeper story. It's a lot deeper than him just supposedly shooting her in the foot. A lot more hands were at play when it comes to Roc Nation, who is behind Meg Thee Stallion when it comes to the industry in general, when it comes to Interscope Records, when it comes to the entire thing that Tory Lanez had going on as far as gaining his masters and doing the whole, you know, NFT album sales, selling albums for a dollar, him turning around and his fans being able to make money off of the albums that they purchased for a higher dollar amount. Now, it comes down to a lot of different theories on why we think Tory Lanez might have been outed, you know, in a sense by the industry and been just kind of, you know, put away, locked up and jailed, you know. So I feel like we're gonna go ahead and touch over all those points throughout this video. And like I said, get down to the bottom of it, man. Y'all already know I kind of like the classic Black Balloon style. So with that being said, look, we're going to jump right into this first clip. So y'all, check this out.
To really pay attention to this. Mm-hmm. When I was with Interscope, let's say I didn't drop music for a solid year, a year and a half. Tory Lanez made sure that his streams were about 3 million streams, like with all the music, 3 million streams a day. Off 1 million streams, an artist gets $5,000 to $6,000 every Friday or every other Friday, mm-hmm. right? So that means that when I wasn't dropping and I was at home, some label was sitting on their ass collecting $15,000 a day off of Tory Lanez's music. If I'm popping and I'm making songs, I'm probably going to do around like, let's call it 5 million streams. Let's just say that, just to make it easy, right? That means that someone's making $25,000 a day off of my music. So in 4 days they made $100,000. Like, mm-hmm. guys, let's do the numbers, guys. Like,
I sold these shits to my fans for $1. People came, some people bought 20, some people bought 5, some people bought 60. It doesn't matter how much you bought, it was only $1. You spent $60, you bought 60. I need y'all to understand, one of those copies right now is going for $50,000, $60,000, $60,000. Yo, my nigga, and these are sold. They're sold. Go look at the list right now and see how small the seller's list is getting. Y'all don't understand what the fuck is going on? Y'all don't understand I just cracked the fucking industry? Y'all don't understand I just cracked this shit? I just cracked this whole shit. It's cracked. It's over. I cracked the whole shit. It's over. It's over. No more middleman. All y'all artists out there, fuck your label. Fuck the nigga that's telling you, yo, you gotta wait for this day on Spotify and on this. Fuck that. Nigga, it's over. Y'all gonna get paid, and your fans gonna get paid, and they gonna keep coming to you. Why? Because y'all making money together. This the Digital Trap House. Welcome, niggas. You're fucking welcome. We here. You understand why I'm going so crazy? I can't believe I did this shit my fucking self. This may not make sense to niggas like y'all. Some of y'all niggas, it hasn't registered yet. It hasn't got there yet. Y'all niggas like, yo, why is he screaming?
All right, y'all. Although a lot of people think that entire NFT album thing was a scam, I guess people just kind of got their own opinions at the end of the day. Even though now, if you go back to all that NFT art, digital art stuff, it's all, you know, the value of it has dropped tremendously. I think people were paying millions of dollars for certain NFTs when it comes to the art, the digital art, and now it's probably worth $50,000. We would be missing a point if we was focusing on that. The big thing here is kind of like, you know, denouncing the industry and labels, which we already know the consequence for doing that, and basically trying to, you know, teach kind of like independence in the music game, in the industry, and owning your own masters. We know he got away from his record label, and in turn, he was able to get his own masters. And when you basically say fuck you to the labels, then eventually, you know, you're gonna basically get payback for those words and trying to preach this to other artists. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the industry right now as far as labels not even being able to, you know, break new artists or sign rappers the way that they used to, just because of the way that the internet is. So if you have an artist that's already set into the game, he already has a name, he already has fame and influence, they're definitely not about to allow you to say F the labels, when at the end of the day, the label is the one that got him to where he is now, regardless. You know, we wouldn't know Tory Lanez if it wasn't for Interscope, if it wasn't for the people that he met, if it wasn't for his hit song, Say It, which was all pushed by one big machine. So the point of that entire thing is that, you know, when you decide to go against the industry, this is a situation that came from it. When you decide to sell your soul for these riches and these fames in this world, this is what comes from it. And I'm also talking about the entire setup with Megan Thee Stallion that we're going to get into this next clip. So we'll kind of start from the beginning and let y'all hear it right out of Tory's mouth. So check this out.
Let's start this off. When the original report came out, and it was a TMZ report about this, that, and the third, and there was gunshots in Kylie Jenner's house and Tory Lanez goes to jail. They gave y'all all the facts of the juice of Tory Lanez going to jail and this, that, and the third, and Megan getting arrested and da-da-da-da. 2 days after that, I get a call from Roc Nation that says, yo, we heard you're gonna make a statement about what happened, and it'd be in your best interest if you don't make that statement. So I'm like, oh, okay. I don't understand what the issue of me telling my fans, like, yo, look, it's not that serious of a deal. I went to jail for whatever. It's like, I didn't get for that 2 days why that was an issue. 2 days later, TMZ report come out. TMZ reports, and have the surveillance now. Now they see the video of the arrest. You see Megan, you see me, and you see it's all sprawled out on the ground in bathing suits and blah, blah, blah. And everything I'm saying is public record. You can go back and look at this shit. You can go back and see it. Like, you feel me? So they say, oh, okay. You know, you see her out of the car, she's getting out of the car, she's hopping. It looks bad, bro. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I felt bad watching it because it made her look bad. And it didn't make her look good. It didn't make any of us look good. And I didn't want that for her. I don't see that for anybody. So all of a sudden, when we get arrested, or when it looks like we all got arrested, the memes start. Now I wanna really bring you guys in for a second so you can understand something. And I really just want you to take this in. Like, she is a person I spent enough time with her to observe and understand something about her, where it's like, she's going through a lot. She goes through a lot.
All right, y'all. So just to sum everything up about what happened between him and Megan Thee Stallion and the entire setup, if you listen closely to what he just said, he literally just explained everything to you that you need to know just within that little 30, 40 second clip right there. It was everything you needed to know. He got a call from Roc Nation, whom he is not associated with. He's not under them in any kind of way, never was. They called him and said, it's in your best interest to not put out any statement. They threatened him, and it could have been more to that conversation, but that was all he was willing to tell people on live. They threatened him right then and there and said, don't you say a word about it. And then he said in 2 days, TMZ put out the report, and that's when the narrative of what we got on how it went down started. So they needed 2 days to create the setup and create this narrative. He already knew he was fucked. He already knew he was fucked. Now, if you listen to the entire, you know, live of him explaining this, to me, he seems confident, but he's not saying everything that he could say. To me, he seems a little scared as well, just by the way he's explaining it. And he's also kind of like vouching for Megan as well. He really not trying to, you know, I think that was, he did that live 2 years ago, I think. He wasn't trying to step on her toes at all and create any more drama. He was saying, I understand, I this and that. So they really got to him, and they really showed him what they can do to him. And to me, he was really scared doing that live, and I'm not saying scared of doing it, you know, but it was like, you have to feel what I'm kind of talking about. He had, you know, it was almost like he was pleading at the same time while trying to speak his truth.
So everything that's been happening has been a reaction off of what's been going on. So it gets down to this point now where it's like, now the reports are starting to say, okay, well, everyone's pointing to different things. No one really knows what's happened, but nobody has ever said she got shot. Nobody has ever said she got shot. Not TMZ, not the police report at this point. Nothing is saying that she got shot. Soon as she sees herself on video with the bikini and the things like that, and it looks bad, she then comes out and says, yo, the narrative of me getting cut by glass, it's just not true. She doesn't point at nobody or anybody or say anything or anything like that. She just says the narrative that whatever came out of me being cut by glass is not true. I was shot in my feet with the intention to harm me and put harm and danger upon me, right? So, okay, cool. Like, all of a sudden, the affiliates of her circle start pointing, like, little subliminal fingers, like, count your days, and, like, I won't be around, and he's shooting at feet, and, like, little funny things that they start doing. And I'm kind of like, damn, hold on, where are y'all about to take this? Because y'all told me not to make a statement, so I'm trying to figure out where y'all taking me to. I don't get it. So then at this point, she goes live because people are not really understanding the story or whatever case is. She waits. She doesn't go on, you know, a time when it's just a regular time. For y'all who don't understand, it was one of those things where me and her knew what was going on, but y'all didn't know what was going on. She went live on my birthday. LA Times, okay? This is put in public information. LA Times puts out an article, and in the article they say, this is the initial report. Two sources close to the investigation said that she got cut by glass, and she said that she got cut by glass. So then it's like, people see that, okay, hold on. They're saying on the initial police report with Officer Santiago, whatever his name is, you can go look this up. This is on LA Times. That's when it gets to this point where it says, okay, yo, they reported no gunfire wound in her foot. They just reported a woman with a foot injury. So you got to understand, like, this is what's in their initial police report. Fuck all the Instagram, fuck the other shit. This is just what's in the police report. So you got to understand, like, I'm getting to a point where I'm like, wow, I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, like, at the end of the day, like, maybe some people might see this, maybe some people might not. It gets to academics, it gets to Hollywood Unlocked, it gets to certain places, right? And she comes out with this tweet that says, keep talking and I'm gonna stop sparing you. It's like, my love, I have not been on the internet for 3 months. I have not been on the internet for 3 months. And then 30 minutes later, she just goes on live. And it's like me telling you, yo, keep talking, my nigga, and I'm going to slap you. And then I just slap you. It's like, you didn't do anything for me to slap you. I just slapped you. So it's like, who was talking to? Who are you saying to keep talking to? I don't understand. Whatever. It gets past this point. And it gets to a place where now she says, I'm going to stop sparing you, whatever the case is. She gets on live. Now, because it got on academics that there was no gunfire wound on the initial report.
So y'all see what it was, right? I chose those first three clips just because they literally explain everything. They basically made the narrative as the days followed after this supposed incident. He told y'all, and like I said, you could listen to his tone, you know. It's almost kind of like he's pleading and he's scared, like I said, because of just the way he's explaining it. You know, he doesn't want to confidently tell y'all that this is what they did, but he's breaking it down to you so you can see it. They created the narrative of her being shot in her foot afterwards, a couple of days after her saying, yo, you know, I ain't gonna spare you, or I'm sparing you, blah, blah, blah. They created their narrative. He literally told y'all, and I'm gonna do my best to find that original article of them saying that she just had a foot injury and there wasn't, you know, a gunshot to her foot or anything like that. He literally told y'all, she turned the narrative around saying that glass, you know, and didn't she get back in the car after the whole thing happened? But anyways, she flipped the narrative around. So basically she was coached to do that. Remember, they took 2 to 3 days in order to get this whole narrative going. So They made sure he didn't tell a statement of what really happened before they put and spent the narrative around. I thought that was the most important. He literally broke it down right there. Right there, he told you this entire thing was set up, twisted and spent around, and then it ended up to this 2.5 years later of him being convicted of it and sentenced to 10 years. Now look, y'all, I didn't find the original article, but this article is a month after he supposedly shot her. He shot her supposedly, allegedly, you know, on July 12th. This article was put out August 21st, 2020, just a month and a week after it happened. That was actually my birthday in 2020. That's crazy. But so this article was a month and a week later. Now look, this is proof to what he was saying. The article says, Megan Thee Stallion first said publicly that she was shot later that week and has slowly revealed more in several social media posts. She didn't admit to being shot until days after it happened. It literally says it. Megan Thee Stallion first said publicly that she was shot later that week. Goes on to say, she said from the beginning that she expected to fully recover, but said in subsequent posts that the shooting, which required her to have surgery to have the bullets removed, was super scary. Now also, in those clips where Tory Lanez was talking on IG, he explained that she took a picture in the surgery room and was wondering how in the hell was she able to take a picture while she was getting surgery on a foot that didn't have any bullets in it. Then, this is the thing where he was talking about her saying, I'ma quit sparing you. It says, she consistently declined to name Lanez until Thursday night when she also tweeted, lie one more time and I'ma quit sparing you. Then it goes on to say, you know, how she was already, you know, a huge hip-hop star. She's had an amazing year. You know, she had the song with Cardi B, WAP, so on and so on. And, mind you, this article is the same week that that song with Cardi went number one on the Hot 100 Billboard. It says the bawdy celebration of women's sexuality entered the Billboard Hot 100 at number one this week. Check that out. This was a month and a week later after the event, after the supposed shooting. Boom, the song she got with Cardi goes number one. Think about that. Think about how much her name was all in the media. They getting this whole little setup going to frame Tory Lanez to push him out. All while this is going on, they get a number one record with Cardi. This article literally supports what he said. They were spinning the narrative, creating what they wanted this shit to be as the days went on. I'm sorry, no one gets shot and then days later decides to change everything, you know, and finally put the blame on someone. You know, somebody really shoot you, you finna be that same day, that night. Yeah, he did it, Tory Lanez shot me. You ain't finna wait a week later and change your whole mind about everything. And how many times was she caught lying and saying bullshit? We don't even have to go through all that. We already got the proof. We already see that this was a setup. Because y'all know me, I like to get to the stuff where, you know, this is it. If you're smart enough, you already know. You don't even got to be that smart to see that this is some bullshit. And it aligned with them going number one on the billboards. Come on, y'all. Come on. But anyways, we're going to get right back into this next clip. Check this out.
You want to know exactly how I'm feeling? Yes, sir. I just stood here in this Los Angeles County and witness the worst miscarriage of justice yes. that this world has ever seen. Yes. You wanna know how I feel? I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I got some names that I wanna call. Alex Spiro, Desiree Perez, and the whole wicked system of Roc Nation, yep. including you, Jay-Z.
Yes, yes.
You who say yes. you rose from the gutter, but you have traded and bartered the souls of young men. And you're still doing it.
Amen.
The only independent witness in this courtroom is a man whose name is Sean Kelly. He came to court, and our attorneys, he would not even shake their hand after he went upstairs with Kathy Ta and Alex Bott.
They met on Saturday before. They met,
with our witness. And then the man came back, and I sat in the hallway while he sat with Jody Little, the prosecutor's investigator, who acted so dumb, an intelligent woman who did not want... Listen, I've seen so much evidence buried in this, and I know exactly what the public out here will say. Don't talk. You will say, I say this because I'm a father. I am a father of thousands around the world. I'm a father of my kids, but a spiritual father to many. And I don't make stupid allegations because I got nothing better to do. You all have been bartering and trading the souls of young black and brown men.
Now, the dad said a lot in that short clip. You know, he basically said, Roc Nation, Jay-Z, y'all destroying the souls of young men, you know, and women as well. And that's what that game is about. We already know. That's why I named this series Fame and the Devil's Game. Because it's all about destroying souls. It's all about taking souls. You know, like how I do what I do in order to, like, you know, try and get people to see the light. Try and get people to come toward God, come toward the truth. It's the same on the opposite side. They want to take your soul. They want to destroy the kids. And, you know, he had a very good point with that. Although he was a little theatrical, you know, you could kind of tell he almost seemed like a preacher. Now, I'm not sure if he is a preacher or not. I didn't go too far into his dad, but he made hella good points. And I'm sure he saw a lot more than what we, you know, were able to see as far as the whole court proceeding went and how he felt like a lot of stuff was being buried under the table in order for Tory Lanez to get the amount of time that he got. Now, will Tory Lanez do all that time? I'm not really sure. I think they recently filed a motion for bond, so obviously they're going to be attempting to get him out because the time wasn't fair. And we all know he's basically sitting in there for no reason right now. Because I believe that this was a complete setup from the industry, Roc Nation. He told you himself, you know, just like I said in the beginning of this video, we didn't need to see much to understand that this was a setup. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a game that Tory Lanez chose to play. You know, even goes back to this post where he threatened to expose Interscope. Although we don't know what he was going to expose because he never said anything. He deleted it. You know, so clearly they got to him and he figured what he was going to expose was not worth his life. Even somebody said, chill, bro, I ain't trying to see you get killed. He was like, that's the difference. I don't care because my integrity and respect and the path of light that I can show the generation after me is more important. So you can tell, you know, Tory Lanez is aware of the light. He's aware of them demons as well. Even that same post, Drake liked that post. Rich the Kid commented and agreed under that post. So just for somebody like Drake liking a post that's saying where Tory Lanez is going to expose what's going on at Interscope, that lets you know a lot right there. That these guys know what's going on. They just took an oath. And they were willing to sell their souls to keep the secrets. So yeah, man, that's pretty much all I got for this video. You know, not really going to drag it on too much. But y'all already know what's going on, man. Y'all let me know what y'all think about it in the comments. You know, anything else I might have missed. And yeah, man, with that being said, it's Black Balloon. And I'm going to see y'all soon.